This minute from Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 6, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Elgin YMCA has $7,000 left to gather to meet its $40,000 goal in its latest fundraising campaign. Attorney DeGroy Ellis addressed the volunteers, indicating he was assured the goal would be met. Campaign Director E.O. Booth indicated that the hard work of volunteers and the generosity of the community would see the goal met in 24 hours. There will be 160 Elgin High seniors in line for receiving diplomas on June 10th. The 78 boys and 82 girls in the graduating class will hear a commencement speaker, but two renowned presenters, General Leonard Wood and Judge Landis, are unable to make the graduation ceremonies. School Superintendent Robert L. White reported an equal number of boys and girls enrolled in the grade school classes, and the total enrollment of the schools was reported to be 4,250. The official Bank of the City does not seem to be incentive enough for one of Elgin's financial institutions to volunteer as the city's treasurer. Mayor Arwin Price is distressed that a $2,000 annual stipend for that position will upset the city's budget. Price indicated that Elgin and Chicago Railway attorney Altshuler knew Aurora Banks would gladly serve as the Elgin's treasurer and would offer loan rates lower than Elgin institutions. The Kane County Courthouse clocks will remain on standard time despite the daylight savings changes in some of the county's cities. Cities in the county are beginning their daylight saving schedules for varying times in the coming weeks, so the county will remain on standard time. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.